This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, the most popular show in all of the Dark Continent. That's right. All of Africa. I beat them all over there. In the United States, not so much. But in Africa, I am king.
King Kevin. Kevin, King Kevin, how are you? I'm good. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, you know, I was thinking about this. I watched this show. It's called Forged in Fire. Have you guys seen this show? You watch it? Do you? Go ahead. So it's about guys making knives. Forged in Fire. And I'm fascinated by this show. I love this stupid show. And you want to know why I like it? Because it's one of those things that I would have never thought to do. This is primal man making his implements. You know, think about, you know, cavemen use rocks. The Indians even, they use rocks to make arrowheads. And they noticed that some rocks were sharper than others, that it would shard off. And then he cut himself and went,
me cut self, right?
And so then he went, oh, that's pretty cool, you know. And then he looked at, maybe I can shard, you know, knock off some other pieces. You know what? Maybe I can shape it. How did he learn the aerodynamics of the arrow? Right, he probably threw it and said, you know, a rock doesn't fly as well as something else. How did it happen? Did he look at a leaf? The shape of a leaf? How do we come to the things that we've come to, and the evolution of where we are today is by somebody observing, right? And so you've got these guys that watched all these different things using rocks, and then somebody said, oh, wow, when I heat things up, it melts. So somebody goes, maybe I'll heat metal, and he heated metal, and then he found out, oh, I can bend it into shapes. And then, you know, when it's treated correctly, if it's not treated correctly, it breaks. If I do treat it correctly, in other words, dip it in, you know, and harden it, then it gets harder and things like this. And we, again, steel evolved, and so now we build buildings where, I mean, it's the toughness of the steel is amazing. The concrete mix is utterly ridiculous. There are concretes that you can't fly a plane through. I mean, it's crazy, right? And so we've learned how to dope these materials in such a way that they become stronger, but still maybe have the ability to sway in an earthquake and things like this. Our ingenuity is fascinating. And so it made me think about, if I was a kid growing up and I had the ability to go learn how to weld. I know how to solder because I'm in, you know, my degree's in engineering and I worked as a tech. And the first thing they told me, have you ever soldered? Nope. So an engineer took me in the back and said, okay, here's what you do. You got to put the tip on, you know, where you're going to solder the component, but you can't leave the tip on too long or you'll lift the solder joint. Now you'll make you'll lift the etch on the printed circuit board. So they show me how to do it. And then he says, the first thing you want to do is you want to tinge the tip of the thing so that it's already got some melted and pre-melted. So they were explaining it. And I was like, wow, that's cool. Then I would solder. And he goes, nope, that's going to be a cold solder joint. I go, what's that mean? Well, it's not. First of all, it's going to break. Secondly, it doesn't conduct electricity as well as a good joint. So I learned over years how to solder and make it the right way. Then I watched plumbers do it. Heat up the pipe, put your, what do they call it, the resin. Put the resin on, and then start putting the solder on. And then you start looking at the difference between the coefficients of expansion and contraction of the metals and what type of solder you use. Is it how much silver content versus, not lead, but now silver versus nickel or whatever. And so different things like that. And you learn a ton. But here's what's interesting. Mike Rowe was doing a study on this, and he says, if you know how to weld, you got a $100,000 job practically anywhere you go. And I'm looking at all these young black teens that have never been inside of a smelter. They wouldn't even know what it's like. Now, is it tough work? It absolutely is. It's hot. It's demanding. But if they learn that trade, these kids will become metal workers. They will learn things that they didn't even realize they were learning. You know, people that work with steel, they know how to look at the color. They know exactly the process to use because it's they can eyeball it. I know steel workers that can eyeball steel better than machines can measure. They know exactly when to tip the cauldron. Things like that. So that's the practical nature of these jobs that are out there. And I'm watching these guys forge these knives, these beautiful knives. You should see.
They go, you must make a, you know, ancient Tiberius or whatever. And oh, I've never made an ancient Tiberius. And when it's done, it is a work of art.
I would like to just get the products that they make on the show and put them in my home. They're amazing. The ability to cut, I mean, the blade, what do they call it? The edge they put on these blades is amazing. Forged in fire. And it makes me think of man working with his hands, doing something, making a product that people want, that served a practical purpose. And the unfortunate thing is it was for war. But what did they learn from that built civilizations? And that's where we are. I'd like to see these kids get into these apprenticeship programs, start learning how to weld, and then watching the imagination flow. What I learned from these shows is, and by the way, there's only been a couple of black folks on these shows. I mean, it's all dominated by non-blacks, mostly whites. And, you know, to see these guys come up with these ideas, solving engineering problems of how to line up the tang, you know, with the, you know, this, that. I mean, it's just, it really, as an engineer, it fascinates me. And all of the workmanship that goes into it and all of the engineering, the quenching, making sure that the blade did settle, making sure that it doesn't have stress fractures and things like this. This is what goes into buildings. This is what goes into, you know, sometimes in automobile chassis, not so much the cars themselves anymore because we don't use metal. But there's so many things that can happen that make it just, you know, again, it fascinates me as an engineer, but I think we can inspire the minds of these youngsters and they could come up with some beautiful things. And a whole generation of these young kids don't even get to experience that. I'd love to see some of these kids woodwork. When I travel through particularly the Northwest, you see people that whittle and carve wood and things like this that are absolute geniuses. I watched the guy, I didn't watch him do it, but I know he did it. He painted an individual feathers of an eagle to where it looks just like my aunt in her carriage with her horse. Identical. Practically like a photograph. And my uncle goes, he painted this, every feather individually. He watched him and how he painted it. He goes, it's crazy, Kevin. And he soaks it in a special resin that he uses. It's ridiculous. I'd love to see the young blacks, young people, getting into those types of arts.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So I was talking about Forged in Fire. If you haven't seen this show, these guys make knives or swords, some sort of a sticking implement, if you will. And they bring these guys on. They pit them. You know, it's like these typical reality shows. They bring on four guys, and then they narrow down to three, and then they narrow down to two, and then they fight it out for a $10,000 check or whatever. And it is so amazing to see the end product. And what it shows you is man's ingenuity. And I think about this when I think about Donald Trump in building buildings and building golf courses versus politicians. People don't understand why Trump won. He won because he's forged in fire. He understands all the intricacies of building something and turning it into something beautiful. But what it really showed me, and because they have a saying on Forged in Fire where the guy tests the knife and if it'll cut, and he's a martial arts guy, and he'll go, "It will cut." Or, no, he goes, "It will kill." And I was thinking, that's what Obamacare will do. It will kill. And it has killed, and we talked earlier in the broadcast about who it's killed. It killed a couple. They jumped out of a window. They could not afford health care. And they jumped out of a window. They could not afford Obamacare. Obamacare was for everybody. It's free. It's to make it all for everybody. And it didn't do it. And now Donald Trump says, I've got a better solution. Everybody's like, oh, is it really better? Yes, it's better. Because it was forged in fire. That's right. Unlike Obamacare, Trump Care is meant to help people. And I listen to these politicians essentially make political hay out of a piece of legislation that does not work.
It's a killer.
Nice. It is a killer. Obamacare is a killer. And the people who use it, they use this legislation as if it's somebody's, you know, ooh, the people love it, are killers themselves. They're just as guilty of killing that couple we talked about. They jumped out of off the roof of a 14-story building together, a husband and wife, and left their kids. We talked about it earlier in the broadcast. They're killers. How do you allow something like that to happen? How do you do something like that? They are killers. Anyway, we got lots. What do we want to talk about? I can tell you this. D.C. is scared. Scared. Running scared. Donald Trump is sweeping the political and party professionals out of the White House. 7 months in, he's upset at legislative issues that should have been a shoe-in, and they didn't happen. He controls the House. He controls the Senate. Can't get anything done. And unlike Obama, who's got all kinds of, who had leftists on both sides of the aisle ready to do his bidding for us, for him rather, Donald Trump's got enemies within, snakes within his own ranks. And so he dumps Reince Priebus, thankfully, and then he puts in the Department of Homeland Security head as now his chief of staff. And to be honest with you, I don't, you know, I love that he's bringing in the general to do this job. My question is, is he really? I hope that this general takes the level of respect I have for somebody in his caliber, and that he applies that as a chief of staff, and that he whips everybody around him into shape. I hope he's able to do that. I hope Donald Trump says to him, "You're my counterpart. You have carte blanche to do what you need to do, understanding that we serve the public, and I'm serving the public, and you serve me in a sense, but we're equals because I'm giving you this job to do." And I hope that general goes through D.C. and absolutely wipes it clean. It's going to be tough to do. But the good news is people are scared. This is what somebody... They wouldn't say who it was that said it, but he says, everyone who is an RNC staffer assumes their number may be up. Everyone's seen the writing on the wall. You can see what's coming, and rightfully so. If I were an RNC staffer, I'd have my resume out. I've mentioned it before. I'll say it again. If you are working for the Republicans, you understand your role. You understand where you fit. You don't go around it. The only way you get around your role is to do it clandestinely. You cannot confront somebody. You can't confront your boss and say, look, you stole my idea. Or you're not giving me enough to do and you're taking credit for things or whatever. If you do that, you're gone. The only way you do it, the only way you get ahead in D.C. is you have to back channel, backstab. That's why it's called politics. You're not willing to confront. It's whose back can be scratched in favors. I don't even know how they keep up. So that's what's happening. And everybody's scared. And they should be scared. And you know what? The good news for us is that they are scared. It's McCarthyism running around in D.C. right now. And that is exactly what we need. And to weed it out from the top. See, what Donald Trump did by getting rid of his chief of staff, that's the person that you're supposed to be. I'll put it to you this way. Barack Obama brought in his chief of staff. That was Valerie Jarrett. She was with him the whole time. You want to know why? Loyal from the day they started. Valerie Jarrett wasn't a Politico. Valerie Jarrett was a person who followed Barack Obama throughout the process. She wasn't technically a Politico. She wasn't like a congressperson. I don't believe she was, right? But she was doggedly loyal to Barack Obama, even where he's, I mean, completely not even recognizing his failures. And there's something to be said for that. I'll give Barack Obama credit for choosing an attack dog like Valerie Jarrett, who was willing to do his stuff. Rahm Emanuel. Was Rahm Emanuel his chief of staff? I don't know who it was. This one. I know Valerie Jarrett was a very trusted advisor. So was Rahm Emanuel for a long time. Maybe that was who was his chief of staff. Don't know, don't care. But I know this. They were with him the entire time. They were, you know, doggedly loyal. To the point of anything you said against them, whew, man, they just leaped on you. Do you find Reince Priebus to be doing that at the time when he was chief of staff? Did you sense any of that? Did you sense the level of loyalty that Barack Obama had with Rahm Emanuel or Valerie Jarrett and Reince Priebus? The short answer is, of course not. Heck to the no. When somebody, now Scaramucci, Scaramucci's like, you know, forget all the stuff in the past. We're all about the president right now because he's doing the will of the people. And we will live and die by the president right now. And I'm looking at Scaramucci going, this is the guy that gets it. He takes a bullet for the president. So when you're considering what's all happening here, for the record, I don't care if Donald Trump fires 50 people in the next week. The press will report, hey, he's losing all his staff. I look at it as good news. Finally, draining the swamp around him, and then he can drain a bigger swamp. Because these people were not helping Donald Trump. And there are others, big names coming.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Jackson Show.
We're talking a lot about the kids, and I think they're just that, kids. We are the adults, and I don't think we are doing the children. I mean, these are 18 and 19-year-old kids that are at these college campuses. They grew up dipped in Purell, playing soccer games where they never kept score and watching Wah Wah Wubsy, and we're asking them to be mature. We need the adults to start being the adults. Studies have shown that if you take people and you put them in a zero-gravity environment, like astronauts, they lose muscle mass. They lose bone density. We're taking these kids in the name of protection. We're putting them in a zero-gravity environment, and they're losing muscle mass and bone density. They need to live in a world that has gravity. When you need to expose your children to germs and dirt in the environment to build up their immune system. Our plan is put them in a bubble, keep them away from everything, and somehow they'll come out stronger when they emerge from the bubble. Well, that's not happening.
Welcome back, everybody. Couldn't have said it better myself. Adam Carolla. I mean, Adam Carolla's a funny man, but what a mind. What a great analogy in zero gravity. You know, when these guys go up into space and spend whatever length of time in the space station or whatever, when they come back, they can barely walk. Bones are more brittle, etc. He's exactly right. The life up there would be very different, and we've created that. We understand the perils. NASA has studied it, everything he's talking about, Adam Carolla. And they've studied it and said, you know what, we'd have to make all kinds of concessions. The human body would be very different. It would become like a jelly. It would be jellyfish. The same thing that happens to animals in the ocean, where, you know, you get down to such a depth that it does you no good to have muscle. You have to be able to propel yourself. So we would probably become really huge air breathers, and we would propel ourselves like a squid would propel itself through water. We would evolve to fit space. And what's happening is we're evolving kids to fit into an environment that isn't going to work. If they're going to go live in a bubble in this utopia, congratulations, you've created it in the universities and colleges, but they're going to come and face the real world. And he couldn't have said it any better. You're not building up their immune system to things. You're keeping them in a bubble, and the minute they get out, they're going to get sick. They're going to die from a disease that they should have been able to fight off had they been exposed to the dirt and the grime and the things that he's talked about. But the key word there is gravity. Being able to face gravity. What is gravity? When people say, do you understand the gravity of your situation? Meaning the tug, the pull of earth back onto you. Do you understand the impact, the gravity? The answer for them is no. Remember these kids they got at Harvard? Didn't want to pay a 50-cent late charge on books. What do we do? Oh, my gosh. Harvard, you got to stop with the book fees. Well, you're turning them in late. We have to charge a fee for that. No. Then we would actually have to be accountable. This could create a grave situation. Do you understand the gravity of us having to go find money? Us Harvard students? We Harvard students? Yeah. They have no immune systems. They're taught what to think. They're taught how to behave. And then they get into the real world and they don't even know how to face it.
Donald Trump tweets. He's a Twitterer. He shouldn't be tweeting. It goes around all of the stuff that we've been taught is supposed to happen.
Oh, but here's the deal, folks. If Barack Obama used Twitter, what do you think people would say on the left? If he used Twitter the way Trump did, if Obama did, you know what they'd be telling you? The president, he's so innovative. Look at him. He's brilliant. We told you he was the smartest guy in the room. Check him out. He goes around what he doesn't. The media may say something, but we go to him first. What transparency he's giving us. They would just be lauding his virtues. He'd be considered avant-garde. Amazing. The Superman of tweet. There would be, I wouldn't even be able to tell you how many positive articles would appear about Barack Obama reaching the masses, speaking to the millennials, speaking to the LGBT community, speaking to the blacks, speaking to the whites, speaking to the refugees, speaking to this, speaking to the Guatemalan midgets. He would be all over the bell of the ball because he's speaking to everybody. It's so direct, it's unfiltered. That's what would happen. You know it, I know it. The left are amazing creatures in how they will spin things and not for the benefit of anybody. That's what gets me. It's like, okay, two kids come home. There's nothing going on. One of them goes over, pushes the lamp off and breaks it. Mom's favorite lamp for no reason. And the one sibling looks at the other and says, why'd you do that? And he goes, you'll see. And then mom comes home and says, Mom, Kevin broke the lamp. And I'm going, what are you talking about? I broke the lamp. You pushed that lamp. Yeah, right, Kev. So I'm going to tell mom, tell on you, whatever. And convinces mom that I broke the lamp. But here's the thing. There's no reason to break the lamp to begin with. Other than just being malicious. That's what the left are. Nothing but malicious. Ask yourself, what could they possibly be teaching kids by keeping them in that environment that Adam Carolla described? What could they possibly be teaching them? What could they be possibly saying to the world that Donald Trump tweeting to the masses, giving you unfiltered, unfettered, you know, unsolicited information about what's in his brain? How can that be bad for you? You got him on record telling you what's going on and saying what he's going to do, blah, blah, blah. You got a record. Barack Obama, I don't know what he does. He let me say what they did. They published stuff on a website, you know, I forget which ones. It would be the White House website from time to time. Sometimes it would be Organizing for America. And then when it didn't work out, you want to know where it went? Gone. Gone. That's what they would do. They tell you something. And Barack Obama promised us we would look at legislation beforehand. He would get, you know, people's opinions about it. And we would know what's in bills, etc. Nothing of the sort. Barack Obama extended George Bush's clandestine programs to spy on you. And we found out about it through Edward Snowden that every single one of you, your computers can be turned on. Your phones can be turned. Everything in your home has the potential to narc on you. And it isn't that they're just looking for terrorists. They are looking for dirt on you. And this government would do that in a New York minute. And that was exposed, and the left pretended it didn't happen. Do you know how many people were ready to tar and feather George Bush over the Patriot Act? And still are. I'm talking conservatives, too. I'm one of them. When they first did it, I was like, go get those criminals. Go get those Muslims. Do what you need to do. But then after you think about it and you found out how much it expanded, you went, whoa, that's a little much. And of course, we all say, well, I don't have anything to hide. Yeah, you do. Sure you do. It isn't like you're a murderer. Or whatever, but you got stuff to hide. There are things you don't want people to know about. Yeah, I'm not mad at you. Everybody's got something that they. It isn't even necessarily embarrassing. It's just it's none of your business. You know what I'm saying? It's just none of your business. You don't need to know I'm about to buy a new car, or I'm about to rehab my house, or I had to put my dog down, or I cried at the last film I was at. You don't have to know. And it isn't that it's a secret, it's just it's none of your freaking business. But the government says it is. And the wrong person at the helm can make your life miserable. See, they know what your fears are. What was that show? There was one of these sci-fi shows, and this orb that people couldn't figure out what it was. And what it did is it took whatever, it knew what your fear was. And it ruined you. I mean, it enveloped you. It engulfed you. It would put those fears in your dreams. It would bring those, it would manifest your fears in the real things that you thought were real. And it drove people crazy. And, you know, I look back on that film and I'm thinking, who came up with this crazy idea? The government. One of my buddies who's in the agency says, Kevin, he goes, we do things that are very strange. He goes, I remember an op where we went in and we would just change something on an executive's desk. Just a little bit. And he was meticulous. So we knew he'd know. And it created such a sense of paranoia that we got our outcome. He wouldn't say what it was. But that's what they do. We got more. Keep it in.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee, EASY66 to 85850.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You know what? We don't get to cover everything we want to cover. I know I get a little bit verbose. That's okay. I mean, I think I make sense. But we could cover more. Some things deserve a bit of a deeper dive. Some things I just get passionate about because I'm upset. I have 4 children. Got to take care of my little black babies. Okay, so what? They're 28, 26, 24. And 10. The 10-year-old. Gotta watch out for that kid. Gotta make sure the leftism doesn't seep into his little brain and infect it. Oh, man. Speaking of seeping into one's brain, little Charlie Gard, he died. Socialized medicine killed Charlie Gard. The only possible country where Charlie Gard might have lived is America, but not under Obamacare. We already talked about two people who jumped off of a 14-story building in New York. A couple, 53 years old and 50 years old, male 53, woman 50, with children, jumped off of a 14-story building together because they could not get insurance. Obamacare kills 20,000 more people per year than the previous stuff, and nobody says, well, we gotta have it. What are people gonna do? 22 million people won't be insured or whatever, even though it's not even a fraction of that who are insured under Obamacare. But so desperate, people jumped off of a building in the time of Obamacare. You better know there are lots of other stories out there like that. But little Charlie Gard, he's dead. For the left, that little saga's over. Whew, he's gone. Whatever. Socialized medicine. How many people do you think die in socialized medicine in other countries? Do you think any leftist will go and do research on the number of Canadians who died on waiting lists, or the Brits or the Swedes or whoever's got it? The Germans? No. They don't want to tell you that. That would scare the hell out of you. You'd be like, there's no way I want that kind of medicine right there. Oh, that's DMV medicine over there, baby. Yeah, you would get your black on in a hurry, wouldn't you? Certainly, suddenly you'd be a soul sister. Work moving that finger and working that neck. Exactly. Hey, here's a headline for you. Trump used gang violence to press for deportations. And the media is actually mad that Donald Trump would dare talk about gang violence and saying, I'm going to go get these MS-13 gang leaders and ship them back to the country where they belong. And the media goes, can you believe this? He's actually using real life situations with Mexican bandidos in order to deport bad Mexican bandidos. The life, who, the nerve, the life of him, the nerve of him. How dare he? How dare he live up to his promise to the American people? How dare he get criminals off the street? How dare he jack up our narrative that all the Mexicans are good? They're just over here for to improve their way of life, and they don't bother anybody. Please. Donald Trump, I'm just letting you in on the notion of leftist, a headline. Trump used gang violence to press for deportation. And it wasn't like, hey, Trump used gang violence to press for deportation. Way to go, Donald Trump. No, it was Trump uses it, abuses it. He abused gang violence. Can you believe how dare he use gangs to tell people, you know what, we need to get rid of the gangs. They're ruining our way of life. They're not American. They are messing with people. They're disrupting things. Yeah, I told you, leftists love their criminals. When the criminal speaks to their narrative, they love them. They freaking love them. It's crazy, man. That I don't know if I can break it down any more clearer to you when I tell you things like, that's what these guys are doing. You know, the idea that Donald Trump wants to make your streets safer. Okay, if we just stop there, would that be a good idea? The answer is, of course, yes. And if it turned out that the people that he found were here illegally, and it was going to make them safer to send them home, would you be for it? The answer is, of course you would. But when you apply to immigration policy, no. Now it can't. Because there are so many good people coming over too. And, you know, I keep telling you guys, the way you sell immigration is you tell the left, how do you value yourself? What is our most valued commodity in the United States? It's our people. Okay, so what would you say if other countries were stealing our people? What if that suddenly New Zealand said, you know, hey, all you Americans, we'd love to have you come over to the Kiwis and come join us and be a part of the New Zealand area, whatever. Okay, it's a terrible accent. But you get what I'm saying. We want only your best and brightest to come over. We'll give you visas. We'll give you homes. We'll give you everything that you need. And then I'm like, whew, I'm out of here, baby. New Zealand's going to take care of this, brother. And then I go, and then more people go. And suddenly there's not enough people to do blankety blank, whatever it is. You would be mad. People would be mad.
They're stealing all of our engineers. There's no engineers. New Zealand's wanting all the engineers with computer science and math degrees that are talk radio hosts and best-selling authors and speakers. What are we going to do?
You guys notice how I worked in my resume in that little thing?
Yeah, baby!
So, you would be mad. I would be mad. I'd be like, why is New Zealand, what are they doing stealing all of our good black radio show, TV, Fox News contributors, Dole Institute fellows and such? What's up with that? There's only two. Anyway, you would be mad. I would be mad. If we were losing people in America over to something, I would be upset. You would think Mexico would be upset. Look, we need our little bandidos. We got to build buildings. We got to do this. We got to blah, blah, blah. Every time somebody leaves, part of your economy leaves with them. If they're productive. We should be making these people eat this stuff. But we don't. We don't know how to fight. Republicans are fighting. You got sissies fighting for you. Y'all think of Kevin, they're fighting for you too. No, I don't partner up with sissies. The Republicans don't fight for me. I support the Republicans. Don't y'all tell anybody. They freed the slaves, okay? That's the only reason why I support those clowns. Other than that, I don't fight. They are not on my team. And pretty soon, I'm going to have to let them go even though they freed my peoples. My loyalty can only last so long if you're not doing what you need to be doing. And they're not. They're not doing what they need to be doing for us. You guys know this. We're done with them. They've allowed the left, even in a time when we have just kicked butt, folks. Do I need to remind you, 2010, 2014, 2016, soon to be 2018 and 2020? Do I need to remind you what we've done to these people? We have crushed them like bugs. And you're wearing your we call them Mexican roach killers. Those very long tote tip shoes that can get a roach trapped in the corner and still squeeze them down. Anyway, we beat the crap out of these guys. And our Republican counterparts, I mean the people that say they're going to fight for us, they're like, so what happened? We're like, we beat them. And they're like, oh geez, just waking up. Really, we beat them? Wow, that's cool. All right, well, as soon as I get a drink here, maybe I'll find out what happened. They're not in the game. Then they get in the game, and they're so used to the playbook being what it used to be, they don't help you, man. I'm just telling you, get rid of them. Dump them. Don't play around. Kevin, what do we do in the next election cycle? Elect better Republicans. Let's here's what we could do. Since you've asked, we could target Paul Ryan. We could say, we're going to throw money, we're going to get Nealon in, and we're going to get rid of Ryan. Or we get rid of McConnell. I don't care. Or we make sure that the senators get rid of McConnell as the whatever they call it, the head of the Senate, majority leader. Or certainly we get rid of Ryan as the House, whatever he is, right? I don't know what they call these different things. It doesn't matter. We get rid of him, the El Jefes. We cut off the head, and we put somebody else in there. You don't have to do very much, but a targeted, focused effort can do it. Yeah, we'll get with the NSA, find out what kind of dirt they have on them. We'll turn the cameras on their phones and their computers. We'll bug them in their cars. We'll put private investigators on. We'll find out everything we need to know dirt-wise, and we'll get rid of them, because that's what the left is doing to them. Don't fool yourself. Thought I was going to get to this article about Scaramucci. I'll talk about him tomorrow. Well, at least I think we will. I don't know what we're going to do. It's a coin toss here.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.